The Saddler's Ultra Challenge is coming back. The world's longest wheelchair and hand cycle race, normally run between Fairbanks and Anchorage on the Parks Highway, is celebrating its 25th year with a new format. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The popular July event was noticeably absent from its traditional route along the Parks Highway last summer. Organizers promised that the race's cancellation was to prepare for something bigger and better to celebrate the Ultra Challenge's 25th year. Renamed the Alaska Challenge, the 2009 race will take place in Prince William Sound, Copper Basin, and Mat-Su Valley communities. Race co-director Heather Plazinski says the new route reflects several factors, including safety.
We wanted to increase the number of racers that we could accept, and traditionally, logistically, we've paired one pilot car per racer. And on the Parks Highway, it's been increasingly getting more traffic, and so that's where we started to hatch a plan to get away from the Parks Highway and do something different.
The race will cover courses in Seward, Cordova, Thompson Pass, Lake Louise, and Hatcher Pass, and features a mix of time trials and road stages ranging from 10 to 55 miles and 16,000 feet of vertical. The race website refers to the event as the Tour de France of wheelchair sports and the only multi-day timed stage race in the world for hand cyclists and wheelchair racers. Plazinski says a field of 37 racers, the most ever, includes several past Ultra Challenge and Olympic champions.
Pretty much every single Beijing gold medalist for the U.S. anyway. So the field's very strong, and of course we still have the international flair. We have racers from Austria, Germany, South Africa.
Eight Alaskans are on the roster, including Larry Kudermarsh of North Pole, the race's longest-running participant. Kudermarsh has competed in 22 past Alaska Challenge races, 17 more than anyone else. Kudermarsh says the race is a big part of his life.
It's the one thing I dream of throughout the year. And I've never won, but I've done well.
Kudermarsh got involved in the race after being severely injured when he was hit by a car in Fairbanks back in 1985. He says that's when he connected with one of the event's co-founders.
There were two guys, Don Brandon and Tommy Carnahan, decided to show awareness for disabled people and decided, well, let's just push our wheelchairs from Fairbanks to Anchorage. And then that went on 2 years. And then Don Brandon actually saw me get hit by the car that hit me. He came visit me in the hospital, told me about the race, and then that year I got in shape and I started in a regular hospital wheelchair because I had no clue there was such thing as racing wheelchairs. And then somebody during the race loaned me their spare wheelchair, their racer, and I pulled third that year.
Kudermarsh's name is synonymous with the Alaska Challenge race. He acts as a consultant for organizers and says he's made many friends through the event over the years. He's so dedicated, he even raced solo when struggling organizers threatened to cancel the event in 1996.
They said, we'll try to do it next year, and I knew it would never happen. So I got in my racing wheelchair and did it solo. And Dave Cavett, who owns Saddlers, saw me on the news and saw what a great thing it was, and so he sponsored the race with the big bucks every year since.
Kudermarsh, now 48 years old, says he's gotten faster over the last two decades, but so has everyone else in the race. He says equipment innovations, most notably the development of the hand cycle, which many participants, including Kudermarsh, now use, have changed the sport. Hand cycles have gears like bicycles, which riders crank with their hands to travel faster. Kudermarsh says he's been working hard to prepare for the 25th anniversary Alaska Challenge, using an indoor trainer last winter and getting up at 2:30 in the morning to practice on the road this summer. Brant Schalk of Fairbanks has also been putting in big training miles. The 28-year-old Schalk says he has high ambitions.
Fastest Alaskan. We did a time trial a couple of weeks ago. It was 23 miles, and I got second place. So I'm in a good situation, I think.
It'll only be Schalk's second time running the Alaska race and third year competing. He says racing in the Challenge opened his eyes to how tough and fit wheelchair and hand cycle racers are and inspired him to get better. The Saddler's Alaska Challenge starts July 19th in Seward and wraps up on the 26th in Palmer. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.